Hi, this is Lindy, the creator and host of Lindy's Audio Cafe, a podcast focused on positive and thought-provoking stories. Life gets busy, and in the race for happiness, we sometimes forget it's often the smaller things in life that truly matter. My podcast is focused on the stories that don't make tabloids, the basics that make you smile, the kindness of people who help make the world a better place. Yeah, we need a bit more of that. But before we get started, please be sure to hit subscribe on your podcast app so you don't miss future episodes. Thanks for listening. Well, hello there, and welcome to Lindy's Audio Cafe. My name is Lindy, and I'm absolutely delighted to be back in the podcast chair this morning. Yes, this morning, bright and early, it is 5:10 a.m. at the time that I'm recording this podcast. I'm an early bird. Remember what they always say, early bird gets the worm. Well, in my case, early bird gets a few journals printed out, some laundry in the wash, and gets ready for another busy day at the market. So yeah, that's why I'm up bright and early. Don't know what possessed me to think I could do a podcast this morning on top of everything, but the desire to record hit me, and I just had to take 5 minutes to grab the microphone and think, let's just get one little podcast out, and then I'll keep on going. So here I am, yeah, and I'm going to be driving to a community an hour away from where I live today, just to attend another market, and it's been so great, and I won't spend a lot of time on it, but just, you know, stressing again that I'm really enjoying all the people that I meet at these markets. I'm meeting people from all walks of life, and, you know, that includes the vendors, people that are coming out to shop, and I really, really enjoy people connections. It's super fun. So if you are out and about this weekend and you are at the markets, do stop in, say hello, share a few kind words with the vendors because they're working pretty hard out there. All right, so holiday season. I think I'm going to talk a little bit this morning about holiday season, holiday stress, you know, things that you can do to try to stay ahead without getting yourself feeling under too much pressure. And I want to start out by number one, talking about the fact that not everybody celebrates Christmas, and that's okay. It's not for everybody. There could be different reasons why some people don't celebrate it. It could be for spiritual reasons. Maybe people belong to a religion that doesn't believe in celebrating Christmas, and that's okay. It's all right for us to respect each other's differences, and it's really important for us to understand that we can't push Christmas on people that don't celebrate it. So I just had to start out by saying that because I do have people who are close to me who do not celebrate Christmas, and I understand. They understand me, I understand them, and it's mutual respect on either side. And we can all still be friends and get along whether or not we celebrate the same traditions. For me, Christmas was always a big thing. I definitely attribute that to my mom. She made Christmas a really, really wonderful time of year for us when we were growing up. It involved doing a lot of things as a family, baking with my sisters, singing Christmas carols, family sing-alongs, having the neighborhood kids over. You know, we would have a lot of fun, sledding parties. I have a lot of great memories of what Christmas was all about when I was a kid. Then I also have the memories of what Christmas was like when I was a parent raising children. And for the most part, I really enjoyed it. I loved going to the kids' Christmas concerts. That was always a lot of fun for me. At that time, I was quite active in going to church. I'm not anymore. I'll confess, I don't do it anymore. But, you know, for many years, I did go to church. And going to church was always a very big part of the holiday season for me. So that's also part of my holiday memories. Right now, it's a little bit different. My kids are grown up. My grandchildren live over 2,000 kilometers away, so I'm really lucky to be able to enjoy seeing what they're doing by video, but I don't get to see them all the time. Really wish I could, but that's just life when you live that far apart. Grateful to technology for all of that. But you know, that's for me, Christmas is all about family, spending time together, sharing memories, spending time with friends, celebrating what you have and being appreciative of what's around you. Holiday season shouldn't be a huge amount of stress, but unfortunately for many people it becomes that way, and it can be for so many different reasons. There's a lot more things that have to be done. Let's say, for example, you are a parent and suddenly you have all these holiday concerts that you need to attend. Maybe you have to get costumes that have to be sewed for the Christmas pageant. Suddenly you've got all these extra parties to attend. Some of the children are being invited to Christmas holiday parties. You've got your staff party. Your spouse has their staff party. And now a family member's having an open house. And suddenly you find yourself where you've been managing your 40-hour work week and you're running in a million directions because you got to be here Tuesday night, somewhere else on Wednesday night, somewhere else on Thursday night. And in the middle of all this, you're expected to have a clean house, stay in shape, and you need to be able to bake those Christmas cookies and make sure that your hair looks fantastic when you head out the door. Ha, that's a little bit too much pressure. Reality is when we all get so busy, sometimes shit's going to happen and we're just going to end up with a house that gets kind of messy. Sometimes you clean the bathroom when you get a chance to clean the bathroom. Sometimes you do that dusting when you get a chance to do the dusting. And if you're going to have your own holiday open house, then bust your butt or hire some help. But you'll get that cleaning done before the guests arrive. But don't panic if you don't get things done in between. Because we're all human. And we can't be all places at once. Planning ahead is a really important thing during the holiday season. It's important to have a day timer, keep a calendar going, because sometimes things crop up, we forget that we've already booked, and we end up double booked, and that can add to the pressure. So it's really important to make sure that you keep things marked down in the calendar, stay on track of what's happening, because it's an easy way to avoid overload when you can look at a calendar and look ahead and go, geez, I've got something booked on this night, and this night. Perhaps I should say no to that one because I really can't do it all. And on that subject, I'm going to say that it is okay to say no sometimes. And, you know, it's really hard because we often guilt ourselves out and we think, oh, I've got to do it. You know, if I go to this person's open house, but I don't go to that person's open house, I'm going to offend them. Well, yeah, there's nurturing relationships and nurturing friendships, but you also have to look at yourself and go, what am I physically or mentally capable of doing? And if that's too much for me, then that's when self-care comes into play. And you have to make sure that you also look after yourself during the holiday seasons. Look after yourself and others. Because if you don't look after yourself, you're not able to help others. So it all kind of goes hand in hand. Okay, so spending. Now, this is kind of a touchy topic for some people around the holiday season. You know, if people are already struggling right now, and there are a lot of people who are struggling right now in our world. And, you know, I'm not going to try to focus too much on it in this podcast, but we all know that the rising interest rates are taking such a terrible toll on people with their mortgages. I'm seeing it on the news all the time. People that had a 5-year mortgage term and now the rates have gone up so high they can't afford the new payments, they're being forced to sell. And of course, our economy is reflecting that. And some of the houses that were selling at certain prices 2 years ago may not be selling at the same price right now. And it's put people in a very vulnerable position and a lot of stress. So we have to be aware of that when we're out and about. I mean, I'm aware of that even as a market vendor, that people are out and about and they may not have the cash flow that they had in previous years. Fair enough. You know, if you've got rent to pay and your rent is sky high, you've got mortgage payments, the cost of groceries is super high right now. I mean, I was commenting, you know, on a Facebook post not that long ago that I was shocked that half a little cart of groceries for two of us was over $200. And I think we only had one package of meat in there. So I know what it costs for just two of us. I can't imagine what it's like right now for families who are trying to feed 2, 3, 4 and more children. Yeah, that's a lot to have on your plate, especially when things are so expensive right now. So, you know, we have to kind of recognize that and don't expect too much of people during the holidays. And after all, the whole focus shouldn't have to be on gifts and giving. That's not what it's all about. But, you know, let's be aware that we don't need to have this pressure, no competition to buy the bigger, better gift. We don't all have to have the biggest screen TV on the wall, the latest in electronics and all the fancy items. Sometimes even something that's small and homemade can really make a difference. So it doesn't have to cost a lot of money to mean something to somebody. So yeah, that's just something to be aware of. And especially, you know, when there's all these holiday parties and come on over, you know, we're going to have a secret Santa draw, bring anything up to the value of $50. Well, $50 for one person might seem really small. $50 for somebody else might be the difference between whether or not there's milk and eggs in the fridge next week. So it's really important to be aware of that when we're including people in events and we're asking for gifts. Be aware of what we're asking for because we want it to be fun, but we don't want to be putting pressure on people who are around us. Likewise, if you are the person that's struggling a little bit financially, please don't feel pressure that you have to keep up and spend that much. Don't be buying gifts that you're going to be paying off for the rest of the year. Love shouldn't come with a dollar tag. It really shouldn't. You want to make sure that whatever you do at home, try to make it as a relaxing an environment as you can. There's a lot of hustle and bustle that happens at this time of year. And if you can make your environment a little bit more relaxing, whether it's coming home, maybe turning off the TV for a little bit and putting on some nice music. Have a few candles going. Of course, always I have to put that safety caution out there with the candles. Be aware that you're not going to fall asleep with them going. Nobody needs to be having any house fires at this time of year. But, you know, those are things that can really build a little bit of calm and ambience in your home. If you just have some nice music going, a bit of candles, just take some time to relax, put your feet up. Maybe even find a little bit of time to go and have a bubble bath or take some time to yourself to sit back, listen to music, and read a book. It's amazing how just finding that little extra time can make a difference. Now, of course, getting a bit of fresh air and some sunshine always helps a little bit. Now, depending where you live, you may not see as much sunshine at this time of year. I mean, I live on Vancouver Island, and yes, we do get some sunshine, but it's traditionally our rainy season. So I won't see sunshine the same way that maybe somebody who lives in the north might see it. And I'm referring to the north like the Yukon. That's where I'm from originally. In the wintertime, we often had cool and crisp days with sunshine. And I don't have that here on Vancouver Island. I do get some sunny days, but I can go for several days, sometimes weeks, where I'm mostly seeing cloudy skies and rain. So it is important when you see those sunny days, no matter where you live, get a chance to get out and just get a little bit of brightness in your surroundings. Fresh air really does help. Maintaining healthy habits is really important during the holiday season. Yeah, we all like our cookies and our treats, and by all means, enjoy. Make sure you have a good time, but if you overindulge, you're not going to feel good at the end of the day. Sure, have a couple pig out nights, you know, we're all going to have them, I'm going to have them. But if at the end of the holiday season, you've packed on an extra 20 pounds and you feel gross because you ate all the wrong crap, that's not going to be a lot of fun at the end. So remember what they always say, everything in moderation. And, you know, this is a really important time of year to be aware of people who've experienced loss around us. The holidays may not be an easy time for people who've recently lost a loved one. And it could also be a hard time for people who lost a loved one 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Holidays can really stir up some emotions. When I talk about loss, loss comes in many forms. Loss can be the death of a parent or a spouse or a sibling. Loss can be the breakdown of relationship. Loss can come from alienation of a family member. Loss is loss, and loss is gut-wrenching. So this is definitely a time of year to be aware of that and to be sensitive to people around us who have experienced or continue to experience loss. You know, we need to be sensitive in what we say and make sure that we keep our doors open, that cup of coffee going for people that could really use that extra TLC during the holiday season. It's important to make sure that you respect differences with other people, and holidays can really magnify emotions. And it's a tricky time because when people get busy, people get under stress, suddenly the little things that would usually slide by don't slide by anymore. When you've had accumulative stresses, you've had things that have built up over the years, if you've had resentments or frustrations or whatever, the worst thing you can do is let loose and tell somebody what you think because you're under a lot of pressure and you didn't take the time to think it out before you spoke wisely. So, you know, holidays can bring those things to the front. And I'm speaking from experience. I'm no angel in all of this. Absolutely not. I've made some mistakes. And all I can say is that if there's something that you have going on, if you have a relationship with somebody and there are things that are not working, if there are things that are causing you grief in that relationship, make sure you don't wait till you're under the gun with holiday stress to snap and spew it all out like a million miles of word vomit. You tell them everything under the sun that's ever pissed you off in your lifetime, because that is not a good thing to do. Step back, breathe, take a deep breath, and think about communicating at a time when you can do it calmly and not under stress. Because the price that you will pay in the breakdown of relationship, especially with somebody that you care about, can be really tough if you let loose and say something that you can't take back. Because you remember that it's always like that thing, and I talk about the mirror. It's like you drop the mirror on the floor and the mirror goes into a bunch of different pieces. You can pick that mirror up and you can glue it back together again, but you can still see the fractures in the mirror. A relationship is the same way. And when we reach out and lash out, we say words that, whether right or wrong, they can't be taken back. You can say sorry, but that memory of those words is always going to remain with that other person. And sometimes some things just can't be mended. So yeah, be really careful. If you've had differences with somebody, now is not the time of year to put yourself under pressure and lash out. Not a good idea. Give yourself a little bit of a break. Make sure you take time for that self-care as well. Once again, make sure you get outside, go for some short walks, read a book, watch a funny movie. Celebrating tradition can be a great thing, especially if you enjoy those traditions. And if you have people that are new in your life who have not been part of those traditions in the past, let them in on their own terms. For some people, they feel uncomfortable if they feel like they're an outsider and they're having to come in and join new traditions. And on the other hand, there's some people who are new to your life or new friends, new to your area. Perhaps they would really welcome being included in your traditions. So you just have to kind of approach that one carefully to make sure that if you have traditions and things you always do, it's great to include new people, but always try to do it without pressure. So those are lots of things to think about during the holiday season, but I'm going to go back again and just touch base one more time on the monetary part of Christmas. And again, keep in mind, I'm a market vendor. I work my butt off creating these little journals that I make. I mean, it's really hard work. It's a lot of work. That's why I was up at 5 a.m. this morning. There's a lot of work to doing what I do. But I'm not the only market vendor out there that works their butt off to get their creations out there. But when you go out there and you go shopping, you just have to really be aware of what your comfort levels are when you're spending. You can't feel pressure to buy anything off anybody because, if I go in that store and I don't buy something and I see the store owner looking at me, I feel guilty because I went in and I didn't buy anything. Oh, I went by that market booth and now I feel so guilty because that lady's sitting there all by herself and nobody's bought anything at her booth in the whole time that I've been there. Yes, it's great to be compassionate and it's great to be out there and help support communities, but make sure you don't do it simply because you feel you have to. Spending should be something that you're doing because you want to do it. It's something that you want to have, something that you can afford to do. And you never want to feel pressure. It's really easy to go into a store and you're buying a bigger ticket item. Hey, I can offer you a payment plan. You can't afford it right now, but let's just do monthly payments. Hey, that's no more than four cups of coffee. Just take a little payment plan and you can own this wonderful piece and it can be in your living room tomorrow. Just sign here on the dotted line. Pay for the next 4 years. Hey, it all adds up and you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. So I'm not telling you that it's a bad thing to finance something. I've done it myself too, but be careful that you don't get caught up in that thing of where sign here, pay tomorrow, because eventually you do have to pay for that item. And holidays shouldn't all be about monetary items. So keep that in mind. Make sure that you just bring the spirit of Christmas into it without making it all about what you're buying for people, because after all, that's not what it's all about. In fact, maybe go back and watch Charlie Brown Christmas. It's a great movie, and I think that Charlie Brown Christmas is a great one that always gets me in the Christmas spirit, and it reminds us of what the actual spirit is. All right, I gotta go because I do have a few journals I need to print off before I hit the road this morning here. Just felt like I had to get up and have a little bit of a chat about holiday seasons, how to survive the holiday stress. And I'm definitely going to be back again with another podcast soon. I've got a break 2 weeks between my markets coming up here, so I'll get another podcast out again. And I'm really glad that I came back to the microphone. All right, everybody, I gotta go. Have a great weekend. And remember what I always say at the end of my podcast, smiles coming in all languages and in all colors. Take care, everybody. Bye. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to click like and share it so others can enjoy it also. Join the Lindy's Audio Cafe podcast group for updates. Oh, and positive reviews are always welcome as well. Check the show notes for updated links. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day.